podcast, Universal Ottery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we are the second to the last day of concluding the book of Romans. We're in chapter 16 with verses 21 through 24. Timothy, my co-worker, greets you. So do Lucius and Jason and Sosipater, my relatives. I, Tertius, the writer of this letter, greets you in the Lord. Gaius, who is host to me and to the whole church, greets you. Erastus, the city treasurer, and our brother Quartus, greet you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Our second-to-last poem concludes with the greetings from the current writer, as Paul describes those around him who are greeting the Romans in Christ, who live where the Corinthians learned about love from Saul, turned Paul, now a saint in Christ. Wherein, when you have nobody to be your writer, or should I say transcriber, then you have to make your practice what you preach every day as your proclamation of being surrendered to Christ Jesus. This is the reason why I call on the Spirit to help me understand my practice of the Word of God, searching daily how one can become submitted to everything Jesus. Every greeting you ever make, be done in the name of Jesus. And every meal you ever eat, be done in the name of Jesus. Every letter that you ever write, be done in the name of Jesus. Every step you take in life, be done in the name of Jesus. God first. All else will fall into place. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children aloud, especially Alexandra and Alan, Gabriel, Julian, and Jeffrey. Pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. Prayers for those who've asked us to pray for them, prayers that we've said that we would pray for. We pray for the dying as we do each day. May you give their last breath peace. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Romans 16. It's verses 21 through 24. It's a two-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Grace of Our Lord Greets You. Greetings from co-worker Timothy. Relatives mine, Sosipater, Jason, and Lucius. Lord greetings from Tertius, the letter writer. My host of church whole, Gaius, greets you. Treasurer of Corinth City, Erastus greets you. Brother ours, Quartus, greets you. Grace of our Lord greets you. Christ Jesus' love greets you. Amen. I'm Tom Show Cruz Wiggins. It's January 31st, 2022. We're recording this morning at 6:13 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soul man in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.org. Again, thanks for joining us. Have an awesome day in the Lord as we close today at 6:03. Putting the novena in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we reach out to those who are praying for us. We thank them. John and Marie, thank you for your prayers. Peace be with you in the name of Jesus. 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 Amen. God bless you in the name of Jesus.